Good evening, y'all. This is Scott Howell, and first I want to apologize for the amazingly pathetic sound quality here. What I'm doing is taking the microphone, plugged it into my laptop, and taking the sound from that and the laptop and recording them directly into my Arcos. The reason why I'm doing this is I want to tell you about a new tool, a math tool, and this might be really interesting for especially college students. I'm going to give a real brief demo on it. I'll forward the email to the list, but I'm going to go ahead and play the entire email here. It was forwarded to me by the GW Micro News List. This is our announce-only list that gives you the news releases and stuff like that. Hopefully I don't sound too ridiculous here. I'm actually listening to myself through a slight delay, so I feel like I'm slurring my words. I apologize, but this is the best I could possibly do. I'm hoping that I can do something similar with the Mac, but I can guarantee you the Mac's microphone, even the internal microphone, is considerably better than this. I mean, this sounds really bad. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play this. Let me slow this speech down. God, there I go. I'm already starting to slur. I haven't really been drinking. Sorry.
All voices down.
All right, that may be a little too slow. Let me speed that up.
All voices up.
All right, well, bear with me, y'all. This is pretty lame, but it's the best thing to do. So I'm going to read the... I'm going to let the WindowWise read the newsletter here. And this, by the way, does work with y'all just fine. Once it's done reading the email, I'll go and show you how this works. It's pretty slick, actually. Actually, it's really, really awesome. I'm so cranked about it, it's ridiculous. I really have had a lot of problems with math anyway, but this is one of the things that's been holding me up from getting my college career done. Or get my degree, I guess I really should say. Biggest problem I've run into is that finding accessible materials. There's not a lot in the way of Braille, and that's what math I have learned. That's how I learned it. Trying to do it all on tape and so on is really kind of tough. This adds a whole new twist to it, and I think it's really actually pretty cool. So you all don't have to suffer through any more of my babbling. This horrendously awful recording. I'm going to play the email now. So here we go.
We, GW Micro, Inc., are passing along the following information as it directly pertains to WindowWise users. If you are a WindowWise user, please consider helping us test a new math science tool we've developed at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. To go with eteachhttpedich.anchor.wisp.edu.new.home.htmly. Too many blind students decide not to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and math, not because they are not interested in these subjects, or do not have the capacity to succeed in these fields, but because they do not have access to the products, resources, and techniques that they need to study and learn scientific and mathematical principles in non-visual ways. Source: National Federation of the Blind. http://www.nfb.org/grant.htmveteach/assessment/generator is a tool that allows learners to assess whether or not material presented is comprehended. We are very excited about this tool's ability to reach a population that previously has been excluded. We invite you to help us test the potential of this tool. What is involved? We believe the process will take approximately 30 minutes. If you agree, you will be able to participate from your home, school, or work computer at your own time and pace by clicking on the link and doing the following: 1. Download the free MathML player and install it on your computer if you don't already have it installed. The MathML player enables Internet Explorer to display mathematical notation and web pages. 2. Review tips for moving through the quiz. 3. Access the quiz sample questions and equations through the assessment generator. Questions will include equations and scientific notations. Answer choices will be multiple choice, true, false, or open-ended. Please know that we are not interested in whether or not you have answered the questions correctly. Questions are not scored. We are measuring through self-reporting if you can access these questions. 4. At the end of the questions, you will be taken to a survey for self-reporting how successful you were reading and navigating the sample quiz. This study is intended to measure how successful window eye screen reader users are in using the self-assessment tool. We are not measuring math or science skill levels, so please do not be concerned about correct or incorrect answers to the survey. Also note that the survey is set up, so responses are anonymous. We are concerned only with how successful the self-assessment tool is for window eye screen reader users. If you would like to help us evaluate the ETEACH assessment generator, please go to http://anchor.wisp.edu/self-assessment-window-eye-start-here.html. If you know others who may be willing to help, please forward this email to them, or if you have any questions about this research project, please contact Alice Anderson by email, or telephone at alice.anderson.wisp.edu or 608-262-2129. Doug Geoffrey, GW Micro, Inc.
Okay, first of all, let me go back here and play some of these URLs so you know exactly what they are. So apologize, I'm going to skip through a little bit of this message. Now, this was not developed by GW Micro, rather, in case the message might have seemed as though that were the case. It was developed by a guy named Mike, and I apologize if his last name slips my mind. I have spoken that.
If you are a Window Eyes user, please.
What is her name?
G double Doug G.
There you go.
Email or telephone at alice.anderson. Email telephone at. Tell or email by Anderson Alice.
Alice, yeah, I spoke to Alice. Real nice lady. Very helpful. And very
users.
Informative.
If you want to develop HTTP
here.
Edit, we've developed at right, the University of Wisconsin
Here's
Madison
one of the,
to go with ETEACH.
This is the URL to the tool.
http://etteacpng.wisconsin.edu/nEWETEACH/home.html.
I'll play that again. Damn, yeah, there we go. Let me play it again for y'all. Get copy this down or whatever.
http://etteach.
Let me give that to y'all phonetically in case y'all don't understand the voice. Sorry, I don't have the real nice voices like Larry does.
E/E.
It's echo.
T.
Tango.
E.
Echo.
A.
Alpha
C
Charlie
H
Hotel
period E N G R period R G N E
and that's Echo
N
November
G
Gulf
R
Romeo
period W I S C period.
So that's Whiskey India Sierra Charlie
E D U
period E Echo D Delta U Uniform
slash N E W E T E A C H slash H C A E T E W.
So please know that it is slash N E W cap E as an echo T Tango E Echo
A
Alpha
C
Charlie Hotel
slash H O M E.
I figure y'all got the slash home
period H T M L.
So there you go.
Why engineering have prop mathematical principles in non visual ways.
Source information in here for you.
National the ETE material reach a potential. What is in if you look your own time? 1. Download have it installed. Note 2. Review tip 3. Question multiple whether we are. 4.6 measure tool about also note that the serve without if you would like to help us http://anchor.wisp.edu mic sample self assessment window I start here.html.
Okay, the you can go to this link and you can read if you're a Windows user, they actually have some information on how to navigate this. Really, it's nothing special. You really probably don't even need to read that. For JAWS users, I don't think I'll have a problem figuring this out either. Use basically the standard navigation keys to to get around regardless of which application you're using, WindowEyes or JAWS. Unfortunately, this is not available on the Mac right at this point. Here's a few other things I want to check into as Mac alternatives, although I intend to talk to Mike, the gent who developed this, and see about making it available for Safari on Macintosh. Let me also give you first the email address for Alice in the event you want to email her, and also I'll play the phone number slower so you can also copy that down. Let me find that right quick.
Email or telephone at alice.or 6606 or alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.alice.
Alice Anderson.
Anders by email.
And her email is...
Or telephone at tele or email by. If you know others who may be willing to help, please forward this email to them. Or if you have any questions about this research project, please contact Alice Anderson by email or telephone at alice.anderson.wisp.edu or telephone at alice.anderson.space@alice.a.space.alice.anderson.
So that's Alice, Alice dot Anderson, Anderson at.
At DOIT, period.
DOIT, that's Delta Oscar India Tango dot.
WISC, period, EDU.
So that's Whiskey Indies. Sorry, Whiskey India Sierra Charlie dot EDU, Echo Delta Uniform.
Or 608 space.
And her phone number is as follows.
608-262-2129-608-262-2129 dot.
Okay, so I'm going to go back up here to the link,
with our success,
and I'm going to bring this thing
tool.
Up
we
and
measure our
kind of give you an idea of how it works.
We are measuring through Smith about Kerr, also note with how six. If you would like to help, HTTP YTT Microsoft Internet Explorer. HTTP edit.anchor, mode not available. Combo edit box.
Okay, let me see what's going on here.
MSA mode not available.
Thing wants to be
loading
router option.
Load
oh,
on
there
three
we go.
Links to edit.
Okay, now it's going to fuss about not being able to find the internet. Hang on a sec. Let's see what's going on. You got to pause this.
And exercises containing math.
Okay, hopefully this thing's recording now again. I'm not sure what was going on there, but I had a connection to the internet, but anyway, so here we go. This is on the web page.
Windows users
I think I forgot to give you the URL, so let me do that now.
/S-A-M-P-L-E/S-E-L-F-A-S-S-E-S-S-M-E-N-T underline W-I-N-D-O-W-E-Y-E slash S-T-A-R-T-H-E-R-E period H-T-M-L.
Okay, I know this is a little bit slow, but I'm going to give it to you one more time.
T-H.
Sorry, I mean, this is, it does start with the H, not the T. Here we go.
T-H-T-T-P:// E-T-E-A-C-H:/E-N-G-R:/W-I-S-C:/E-D-U/M I K E slash S A M P L E S E L F dash A S S E S S M E N T underline W I N D O W E Y E S slash S T A R T H E R E period H T M L.
Okay, now we got that done.
https://anchor.wisp.com.
I'm going to go over to the web page, and I'm just going to start with a sample test. Now, if you want to go to the website and read about the Windowizer information, that's fine, but I figure I'll just jump right into it. Give you a couple of real short examples of how it works, and that would be that.
This page contains a demo exercise with various mathematical expression. For demonstration, a tool heading to assessment generate top.
Let me go
selected.
To the top of the page here, and I'll just go ahead and read from the beginning.
Top. Heading 1. Assessment generator. Heading 2. A tool for creating accessible self-assessment exercises containing math. This page contains a demo exercise with various mathematical expression. It is intended for demonstration and evaluation purposes only. Please read the help file for Windowize users before beginning the exercise. Requirements. List 1 with 2 items. 1. Internet Explorer 6.0 or later. 2. Math Player plugin. Math Player setup.x visited link.
You can download this right from here.
End of list 1. List 2 with 2 items. D. Help for Windowize users visited link. D. Sample self-assessment exercise visited link. End of list 2. Bottom. End of D. Sample self-assessment
okay,
exercise
here we go
visited
with the
link.
Test.
Loading page. Load done 16 links 1 heading. Sample self-assessment 1 dot. What is the sum of 2 plus 2 question mark A3 link B4 visited link C5 link D6 link 2 dot. What is the
okay, well, let's do this one part
top.
At a time. We're going to start with the first question.
Heading 1. Sample self-assessment. List 1 with 6 items with 5 sublists. 1 dot. What is the sum of 2 plus 2 question mark? What is the sum of 2 plus 2 question mark?
Now, here's
two
what I want
of.
You to notice. This is really the whole point of what this plugin does.
Sum of 2 space 2 space P L U S space 2.
See there. Gives you the number 2, the word plus, and the word
pointer
2.
Routed to element.
Now I'm going to read this with the Windowize mouse cursor, and this is what you're going to actually hear.
2 space question 2 2.
You won't hear exactly that. Let me
space
do this right.
2 plus 2 space.
See there, you hear the numeric 2, the plus symbol, and 2.
Question.
And then the question mark.
List 1.1 with 4 items.
Well, we'll try to answer this one.
A3 link. B4 visited link.
Okay, so y'all know I've already done this. We're going to pick B.
Return to quiz. Button. Dialog web page. Dialog loading page. Load done 1 heading bottom.
Now, it does is it,
Window I. Web page dial.
Opens up another web page and tells you whether you were right or wrong.
Top, heading 1, correct. Return to quiz button. MSAA mode off. http://anchor.wisp.edu mic sample self-assessment window I.
Okay, here we go.
C5 link. B4 A3 link. List 1.1. 1 dot what is the sum? List 1. 1 dot what is the sum? List 8. B4 C5 D6. End of list 2 dot what is the value of left parent 2 plus 4 right parent slash 2 question mark.
Now, this is really important to listen
what
to this one.
What is the value of F space space L E F T space P A R E N space 2 space P L U S space 4 space R I G H T space P A R E N space S L A S H space 2 space.
So there, what it's done is
two,
it's saying
4 plus 2 parent left. Of left parent 2 plus 4 right parent slash 2.
So that's 2, you know, 2
slash right 4
say.
Plus 4 plus 2.
2 plus 4 in parenthesis divided by 2.
Pointer routed
if
to
you
element.
Route the mouse pointer to it and you read it, this is what you would actually get with the mouse pointer.
2 4 2 space left parent 2 plus 4 Right paren, slash, 2.
So, it actually, you know, makes it a little bit easier. In this case, if you have more complicated symbols or a much longer problem with lots of parentheses and so on, by having it spelled out, it does make it a little bit easier, but this kind of gives you an idea of what this thing will do.
Hint button.
And there is a hint button, so if I were to click on that, it would just say, I can't remember exactly what it says, but it says in so many words, remember the order of operation.
List 1.2 A1 link, B2 link, C3 visited link.
So obviously I picked C before, so I'm going to go ahead and pick that.
Dialog web page dialog. Loading page. Load done one heading. Bottom. Correct. Return to HTTP edit.net previous.
Okay, I'll go on the next question.
C4 link. End of list 1.3 dot, which is a statement of the commutative law of addition.
I don't remember this one, so I think I got it wrong, but in any event, I'll pick whatever answer I picked before, and you'll get an idea of what happens.
List 1.3 with AA plus B equals B plus A. A plus B equals B plus A space S U L.
See there,
pointer
now
routed to element.
You route the mouse to it again.
A addition A period A plus B equals B plus A.
Now this, of course, is very simple. I think if you got into much more complicated mathematics, you'd see where this tool would be really useful. And this is just sort of a very basic example of what it can do. Personally, I'd like to see some much more complicated equations and see how it handles it. There's a lot here I really don't know all the answers to, but from what I gather, an instructor actually has to type all this stuff in and set it up. But it certainly shows what can be done. I hope to get an opportunity to talk with Mike. If anybody's going to be at CSUN, by the way, I know Thursday afternoon they're going to have a demonstration and a talk on this. I don't know much more than that. You can contact Alice Anderson and get a lot more information. So let's go in and solve this problem right quick.
B left paren A plus B right paren plus C equals A plus paren C. A greater than B and link. B greater than C, comma then link. A greater than C. End of list 1.3. 4 dot which formula gives the end of A top
yeah,
B greater than C
here,
and
so.
Link. A greater than B and link.
I think I'll just pick this.
Loading page.
See what happens.
Load done one heading. But this is the transitive law. Not heading top. Heading 1. Not correct. This is the transitive law. Return to quiz button. MSAA mode off. HTTP edit.anchor.wisp.edu mic sample self-assessment window I self.
Okay, so it gives you an idea of how this works. Let's
default
try
end
one
of
more.
List 1.3 dot which is a statement of the commutative no heading. List 1.3 with three items. C and visited comma then visited link.
Get to the
no
next
heading.
Problem, yeah.
A end of list 4 dot which formula gives the value of the definite integral from 0 to n of.
Boy, I don't remember this one. This must be a slightly different text.
Which formula gives the value of the definite integral from 0 space T O space N space O F comma of N to N pointer routed
Let's
to element.
Let's see what this does with the
N
mouse pointer. That's just something I haven't checked out.
C N C A then comma C B and C if B of B C C if N pointer routed to AX 4 dot which formula gives the val pointer N C A then comma C B and B A if C C B C N 4 dot which formula gives T E value of the definite integral X quest which formula gives T E value of the definite integral X space A X space question space 0 A period 1 A 1 and 2 B 1 A 2 N.
Let's see here.
End of list 4 dot which formula gives the value of the definite integral from 0 to N of AX question mark. List 1.4 with 4 items. A1 over 2AN squared. B1 over 2A squared. N
I have
squared.
No clue, so I'm just going to click on anything here.
C1 over 2A squared. N super 4.
Okay, let's read this line right here.
1 over 2A squared. N super, four, super, space, S-U-P-E-R, space.
Okay, it spells that out, so let's
pointer
get
rounded to
the mouse
element,
pointer to
one, C, period, space, pointer one, period, two, N, two, A, one, B, two, B, one, A, two, N, two, C, one, A, two, N, four, space, 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 four, N, two, A, one, period, C.
Remember, this is C.
B, C, one over two, A squared, N, super, four, period, C.
This is the C when you're reading it with the option C when you're reading it with the mouse pointer.
Period, one, A, two, N, four, space, space, two, D, period, T, two.
Okay.
B, C, one over two, A squared, N, super, four, D. The answer is not defined. Visited link. Period, D, space, N, A, two, C, two. A, N, space, space, D, period, T, 2,
okay, and,
H, E, space, answer is not defined.
I'm gonna pick D.
Dialogue web page dialogue. Loading page, not correct. Return to quiz button. MSAA mode off. HTTP edit. End of 5 dot which expression is equivalent to 12 times 2 question mark. Pointer
if you route the mouse pointer to it, it'd be.
Question mark. 2, 12, 2, 1, 2, star 2. Space, question, hit button, list 1.824 link, B6 times 4, C8 times 3, D, all of the above visited link, dialogue web page dialogue, load it correct, return to MSAA mode off, HTTP edit dot, E none of the above, end of list 1, 6 dot which famous scientist discovered the law E equals MC squared question mark, pointer routed to element.
We'll read this one with the mouse pointer now.
Question mark 2, MC. E law E equals M C 2 space question space 2 C E E space E equals M C 2 space which famous scientist discovered the law E equals M C squared question mark view instructors and end of view instructors answer button.
Now they have this option here where you can view the instructor's answer.
End of list one, end of self end of view instructors answer
we'll go
button.
Ahead and view the instructor's answer.
M. Dialogue web page. Dialogue loading page. Albert Einstein. Return to MSAA mode off. HTT. End of list. End of selfless. Go to survey about this tool. Visited link.
Now, I won't really go through the survey because y'all can do that on your own. But I just want to give you an idea of how this tool works. I apologize. It's not the greatest podcast in the world. But I wanted to get something together. Happened to talk to Larry about it, and wanted to, he said, hey, you know, it'd be a really cool thing to put together as a podcast, and what I'll do also is I'll forward a message to the list, and that way you'll actually have all the URLs and stuff like that. If you have any questions, or you want to copy the message and you're not on the Blind Tech, or the Blind Cool Tech mailing list, please feel free to email me at s.howell, H-O-W-E-L-L, at verizon.net. That's S as in Scott, dot Howell. That's Hotel, Oscar, Whiskey, Echo, Lima, Lima, at verizon.net. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this to some extent. And I found it interesting, and if nothing else, entertaining it at my trying to actually talk and listen to myself in a pair of headphones at the same time so I could listen to the computer and sound like I'm half drunk or something. So maybe that's what I should have done before I recorded the podcast. I think that'd sound a little bit better, right? All right, anyway. Hope you all found this interesting. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me. And like I said, I'll get this copy of this message out to the list here shortly. Y'all have a good one. Thanks for listening.